So my brothers and sisters, that happiness in the home, that happy home, that happy family, it comes when we realize and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be first. In our dress code, improve it. Ask yourself, is this pleasing to my maker? If it is, mashallah, Allah will please you today, tomorrow, the next day. And it's not going to be easy. You know, when Allah says, you do this, you'll get paradise. That thing cannot be such a simple task. It's going to be quite tough. Because what you're getting in return is huge. Very big. You know, Allah kept 5 salah a day. It is amazing. It is unique, subhanallah. The fajr that you have is at a time when sometimes, and some of the other prayers, a time when others might say, hey, it's a little bit awkward, you know. Astaghfirullah, it's not awkward. It's Allah. You really want Jannah, you got to pay a bit. If I offered you, subhanallah, an amount of money for a job, we would do it. Depending on how big the amount is. Allah's offering you something that is bigger than anything you can imagine, and you can't even just get up, pray and go back to sleep if you really want. Do that. For Allah, see your family, see your home becoming a happy home, because you put Allah at the beginning. Then the second part of the narration, the one was develop your relationship with Allah, the other one was your character and conduct, because that Allah has created everything else. Your relationship with all those things, watch it, develop it. That's your Jannah, just those two things. How you are with Allah and how you are with everything else. That's it, your Jannah. Sounds nice and easy, isn't it? Wallahi, you've got to work on your heart to start with. You've got to cleanse yourself. Take out the jealousy. Take out the malice. Take out the envy. Take out the love. You know, everyone loves nice things. But when that love for worldly items becomes so high, you want it by hook or crook. And both hooking and crooking are not allowed. Right? It's not allowed. You can't crook. I mean, I want this. What am I going to do? I'm going to pinch it. When we were young, there was a saying, beg, borrow, or steal. Do you know what? You can't get to steal. Come on. And begging is not dignified, especially when you are a person who's able. Allah's given you capabilities. When you see a person begging and they're normal, big, fit. Imagine, have you ever seen a guy like big muscles and from the gym and he's begging? I'd give him a slap. Well, actually, I won't. He might slap me back, you know. But my brothers and sisters, develop. Let's develop ourselves. Many of us are lacking in character. We are Muslims. We are an embarrassment to Islam a lot of the times. Our dealings are not honest. And then we're looking for happiness. Sometimes the way we talk to people, full of swear words. I promise you, we can eradicate that. We can do without it. It doesn't need to be there. You want a happy home, use respectful terms. Talk to people with love, with care, with respect in your home. Listen to them, help them through their problems. Your child might come to you and tell you the most absurd thing on earth. That's your child. That's your amana. You need to help the child. You need to have hope. You need to understand. It's easy for someone else to tell you, excommunicate the child. Kick the child out of the home. And wallahi, when it happened to them, they didn't do that. They did the opposite. Why were we foolish to listen to someone else? It's my home. May Allah grant us ease. Amen. We want happiness. We're searching for contentment. I promise you, Islam has come with so much of ease. A lot of the people actually don't follow it. They think they do. That's why we say, don't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes you see people looking, mashallah, tabarakallah. They look like they're extremely pious. Subhanallah. And then Allah tests everyone with different types of tests. When Allah tests you with certain tests, it's on your level. You're going to need to ask yourself, you know what? This is a test from Allah. I need to pass it. It doesn't mean because I look outwardly pious that suddenly I'm going to pass all my tests. Then shaitan attacks your heart by doing what? Messing it. Becoming dirty. You start belittling people. That's why when you see a person who's really close to Allah, one of the clearest signs of the closeness to Allah is that your heart is softened. You feel mercy towards others. That's from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.